che poi dopo che tutti shalom ora abbiamo il codice del covenant di Sanlin
and the page number
page 58
9
yeah 59 okay you have a mark okay no yeah okay right yeah I remember we said David HaMelech yeah I should have a little thing here. You have a thing here?
Yeah.
Because he's Ezra's keeping the book always for us for the Shia. So. Can I choose a color?
Thank you, my dear.
The blue is good because it fits to the book. The blue is good. It fits to the color of the book. Yeah. David HaMelech said, "Enai tamid el Hashem, my eyes are always to Hashem. Kol hazman el Hashem, always. My eyes are always to Hashem. Where were his eyes? Towards Hashem. Only when one merits such great." Perfect. Then his eyes are always to Hashem. And only then he merits emuna shlema, complete emuna in Hashgacha Prati that everything is from Hashem and everything is good. Shemaamin shehashem hashgiach alav v'roeh oto kol shniyah, that he believes that Hashem is overseeing him and watching him every second. ואת מי השם רואה יותר מכל? And who does Hashem look out, watch for more than anyone, more than everyone else? את מי שהוא שפל, the one who's low, שמחזיק עצמו בשפל, he holds himself low, as if he's low, yeah? אותו השם רואה ושומר עליו. Him, Hashem looks at and guards him. כמו שכתוב בתהילים, says in תהילים 138, כי רם השם Hashem is very, very high. V'shafal yireh. And he looks at the low one. V'gavoah mimerchak yida. And the one who feels gavoah, he's hori. Mimerchak yida. Hashem sees him from far away. Only the one who's low, Hashem looks close to it. If someone who feels high, Hashem is further away from him. Et ha-shafal, Hashem rohe tov. The one who's low, Hashem sees well. אבל את מי שגבוה בעיני עצמו, but the one who's feels great, big in his own eyes, השם כביכול לא רואה אותו. השם לא יודע אם הם עושים, אני לא. רק יודע שהוא שם. He knows he's there. גבוה ממרחק ידע, he knows he exists somewhere there. שפירושו, שלא משגיח עליו, והשגחה הפרטית גלויה. Which explanation is that he does not have supervision over him. In a revealed way. He doesn't have a supreme guarding. Ki mishu gvalev, for someone who's holding his heart, he has a gavud alev, Hashem ki v'yachol lecho yizbaloto, Hashem, so to speak, can't stand it. Kmo shkatuv, it says explicitly in the pasuk. Tehilim kuf alev. Someone who lifts his eyes high up and he has a wide heart, he thinks everything belongs to him. I can't stand it. Don't read Hashem can't stand him, Hashem can't be with him. Instead of oto, ito, with him. שהשם לא יכול להיות יותר, השם cannot be with him. אבל מי שעיניו תמיד אל השם, but someone whose eyes are always towards Hashem, מתקיים בו הפסוק. This pasuk is fulfilled in him. What does the pasuk say? ואני תמיד עמך. והשם is always with him. כמו שנאמר להם, like we said earlier, שהקשר עם השם, the connection with Hashem, תלוי ישירות בעיניים. Is a direct result of the eyes. Enayim ptuchot, open eyes, אין קשר עם השם, no connection with השם. עיניים עצומות, shut eyes, יש קשר עם השם. Okay. אתה חייב להשתנות. You must change. צריך להתעורר מאוד לעבודה על שמירת הברית וצניעות. We need to awaken very much about this work on שמירת הברית and צניעות. מה לעשות? כי הזמן עובר, time is passing. עוד שנה חולפת, another year is passing. הגאולה מתמעמת ומתעכבת. The גאולה is held back, being held back. כזעקת הנביא, like הנביא says in ירמיהו, עבר קציר, קלה קיץ, קציר פס, and even the summer ended, ואנחנו לא נשענו, and we weren't saved yet. כולם מרגישים שצריכים שינוי מהותי. Everyone feels that we need השינוי מהותי, a real change. משהו שיפיח תקווה, something that will give us hope, שהנה הגאולה יכולה כבר לעבוד. The gaula can already come. העולם חולה ממש. The whole world is really sick. וחולי הנפש. And these mental illnesses. בני אדם בדיכאונות. People are in depression. בייאוש, despair, עצבות, and sadness. שזה יותר גרוע מכל הצרות שישנה, נכון, נכון. This is worse than all the other terrorists that there are. ולא רק אנשים רקנים שרחוקים מהתכלית, סבלים מצב רוח ירוד. Not only empty people which are far away from the tachlis, they're in this situation in a low place. And afilu anashim barei dat, even people that have sechel, they learn Torah, right? Mishtadlim lemalot chayim b'tochen ruchani, and they make efforts to fill up their lives with spiritual material, right? הגיע הצרה של מצב נפשי ירוד. They also have, by most of the world, they have this problem of low
self-esteem.
A lot of low in their nefesh. It could be low self-esteem, it could be they're sad, it could be that they have no cheshek to get up and do anything in the morning, all kinds of things. A lot of the world has this. Even people who are shomer Torah mitzvah. מה השורש לזה? What is the root of all this problem? What's the source? What's the problem of this? The root of all this? Shamati b'shem Maran HaChatam Sofer, z'chutu agad alenu. I heard in the name of HaChatam Sofer, Shamar, that he said, שזה שהגלות האחרונה גרועה משאר הגלויות וצרות גדולות, that this fact that the last galus which we're in is worse than the other galuyot, the other exiles. In what way? וצרות גדולות, in great troubles. אין לך יום שכילתה מורם חברו. Every day, the next day is worse than the previous day. Why is it? ומפני, the reason is שבשאר הגלויות, the previous גלויות that we had, the other גלויות, הייתה פריצות אצל נשים. There was פריצות by women. Women dressed, right? There wasn't then. There was no immodesty in the women. Even the goyim.
Romans, everyone
was naked, and the Jews were.
You mean the Jews were?
That was why they had those issues with Rome.
That's why they.
By Yavan, you're saying?
Yeah, by Yavan. I don't know about that.
That
was their whole thing. The whole thing was like
sports.
Sports. Everyone was naked. We all just.
The women also.
The men were, I'm sure
they're not. I don't know. According to the drawings, they do draw all kinds of, not only drawings, they have also the
salif. Sculpture.
What?
Sculpture.
What's that? The forms.
Marble.
Yeah. So they did do 2,000 years ago, but I don't know if you're talking about, the Jews, I don't think so. And in general, even amongst the goyim, Europe, for example, 500 years ago, whatever, they did dress with the. Right. Not like today.
Right. I understand. It seems like.
Lochen ata. This is Chassid was speaking. How many years ago? 250 years ago? 200 years ago? That's right? Lochanata. Not so, not like this, Chassid Sefer. In our days, Chassid Sefer was saying, 200 years ago. Rabbanotenu Arabim. Shchicha pritzus le nashim. There's a lot of pritzus by women. Asher yagua mekol haverot shel Torah, which is worse than all the haverot shel Torah. Et zeh amar Chassid Sefer bizmano. This is what the Chassid Sefer said at his time. כשהלבוש הכי פרוץ לאנשים היה יותר צנוע מהצניעות של היום. That's the worst dress that they wore then. אפשר be more צניעות than anything צניעות that women wear today. מה היה אומר חתם ספר אם היה חי בדורנו? What would the חתם ספר would have said if he would have lived in our generation? כשנוסף על הפריצות בלבוש, that besides the פריצות in how women dress, התווספה הצרה הנוראה של האינטרנט, added on also this terrible, horrible trouble of the internet and the pelephony and the cell phones ותמונות פריצות בגודל של בנייני ענק and pictures of פריצות as big building size, right? בכל פינה שתפנה, every corner you turn צועק את הפריצות בחוסר הצניעות, right? There's פריצות and lack of צניעות, lack of modesty all over. Now we'll bring a famous story, a very famous story. From Rabbi Shmuel Salant, the Rabbi of Yerushalayim, about 150 years ago. Asiru et ha-chagura, remove the belt. Kedei shenavin ad kama hitrachaknu midarkei hatzniut be'emet. In order for us to understand how much we distance ourselves from the ways of tzniut, navi ma'aseh sha'aya, we'll bring a ma'aseh that was bimei ha-gaon ha-tzadik rabba Yerushalayim, Rabbi Shmuel Salant, in the days of the Rabbi Yerushalayim, Rabbi Shmuel Salant zatzal, shepartza magefa shepagaa b'ikar b'anashim. There was a magefa, a plague that hit especially women. Anashim tzirot rabot metu, and many young women died, rachman etzlan, od rabot shachbu matzav anush, and also many women were laying down like almost dead. Al saf ha-mavet, when it's done. Kamuban sha-tzaka hayta gdola. And of course, that the tzaka, the scream was big, everyone was crying. Vitkantzu chachmei Yisrael lidrosh u'chapes. They did not go to doctors. The rabbis got together to see what's wrong. Al ma ba tzara gdola kazo. Why is such a horrible trouble came onto the Jews in Yerushalayim? והציעו כל מיני הצעות, עצות, איך לפעול, לעורר החמין, לבטל את הגזרה. And they suggested all kinds of advice, how to awaken the mercy from Hashem, to arise the mercy from Hashem, to nullify this horrible decree. רבי שמואל סלן, זה צוקל, דחה את כל ההצעות. רבי שמואל סלן, he pushed off all the recommendations, all the things they brought up. ואמר, and he said, שלא יועיל כלום בלי תשובה של ממש עם שינוי המעשה. Nothing's going to help, he said, without doing תשובה ממש and changing what's wrong. There's something wrong, we must change it. ואמר, and he said, שרק אשר נבער את הרעה, only when we burn out, take out from us, this is bad, מקרבנו, from amongst us, ונשפר את מעשינו, and we'll make our deeds good, יש תועלת בתפילות ובצומות. Then prayers and fast can help. ובלא זה, but without doing an action, לא יעיל כלום. Nothing's gonna help. What's that? Tape recorder?
I think it's gonna be looking
up. It's one of those machines that have internet, no?
Think I know?
I don't know. We just said that not to have these machines.
I don't know. It's not mine anyway.
Avarush gives a shir, you know, and it's broadcasted on the internet, right? Yeah. Remember, it's broadcasted, it's also on the internet.
Yeah.
Posted, whatever you want to call it. So he says on the internet, I remember I was sitting in the shir and I heard him. He was talking about the internet. And he said, anyone who's listening to the internet, if he's a true Talmud of mine, You should shut the computer, throw out the internet, and not listen to this shiur.
That's great.
Right, but what if you're the one posting the shiur?
Yeah, at least you have the blocks that you need to have. You have an open internet, for sure it's wrong. 100% wrong. No doubt. No rub in the world will permit it. You have an open internet, go and find a way how to make the closed one.
Filter,
whatever it's called. Must. Otherwise, that's too much. What's his name of Shevet Halevi? Avozna Shlita. Famous story that he came to a wedding to make chuppah and he asked the guy, show me your phone. An aide. The chuppah, a witness of the chuppah. Show me your phone. And he had one of these phones and he said, not kosher, bring someone else.
Also for.
He told him you do whatever you want if you want, but it's not kosher.
Also for Sofrim.
Sofrim also and Shechtim. You have a kosher phone? What's that? Oh, wait. Not kosher. He'll tell me if I have a heter. I said, fine, if you have a heter, I don't care. I don't want to be there.
I'm a sure person. I can handle it. I know what not to look at. I can guard myself. No? That's what I hear.
Ask someone else. Whatever. Each one will do whatever he thinks is right, but all the duty is one thing.
All I know is if you are not careful, whether it's a filter or not, you will not only get garbage, you will get a nasty virus. Especially if you're running Windows.
You get that one? You get it?
Oh, I'll tell you a story afterwards.
Anyway, the middle of the story here. Itkansu kol ha-tzadikim. So all the tzadikim got together. All the mekubalim, all the tzadikim of Yerushalayim. And there was very Yerushalayim. It was full of them. There wasn't many people, but whoever was there was tzadikim. Asu tzom shloshet yamim. They did a fast for 3 days. 150 years ago, not so many years ago. U'besafam asu shelat chalom. And at the end they did a shelat chalom. You know what that means? They ask them a dream from Shamayim. They ask to tell them from a dream. Question they have. And they told them from Shammai, it's a true story. Not 2,000 years ago, it's recent, 150 years ago. They told them from Shammai, Shashchina nistarka miYisrael. The Shechina was removed from Am Yisrael. Mipnei shebnot Yisrael, because the girls of Am Yisrael hitchilu lalechet im ezo chagorah. They started walking with such a type of belt, shegoremet mikshol rabim, which causes many to stumble. We're on page 61, Ezra.
A belt?
Yes. They made a little bit of shape of a body. Not like today. You don't have to wear a belt for a woman to have a shape of the body. Just wear body clothing in the store, which already...
Tailored.
Yeah, whatever they're called. Then, what did they wear?
A gown.
A very wide gown with no... Can't see any shape in anything. Any form, any whatever it's called. Yeah? And they wore a little belt. I'm sure it was very, very tsnius, that belt. Relative to today, if a woman wears a belt like that today, she's probably a tzedekes. Shabbatanim, in those days, someone was selling it to the women of the Kehila. I had this kind of belt. Miyad yatsa hoda'a mibedino shel harav, immediately went out an announcement from the Beis Din of Rav Shmuel Sarant, la'asir yedech hagarot, everyone should remove the belts. And the women, they had no idea. They bought something nice. Immediately everyone took it out. And the plague stopped immediately. At once. Meaning all the women were sick. They recovered. No one else became sick. It was a wonder. Now I understand that this cancer and all these diseases and all this thing, besides the fact that we eat garbage, right? Besides that, it's a spiritual garbage. The world is full of filth. So at least our wives, our daughters should be careful, right? to know how important it is. A woman can say, I remember my wife told me that a friend told her, a friend from a long time ago, what do you mean? I dress the way I like, and if a man is, he has a problem, he should close his eyes. It's true, a man should close his eyes, but you can dress the way however you like. You can't. A woman can dress however she likes. No, she can't.
She doesn't go out of her house.
And how does she do whatever she wants, exactly? The Chazal say not to wear like this, so you don't wear like that. No. That's a big deal.
They argue against religion, they call it religious coercion. They don't want to be coerced into doing something else.
It's a big taboo for a woman.
Also, right, exactly.
As much as it is for a man to look, it's for her to adjust it.
Exactly. That's her. It's exactly the same way we have this. That's our main avodah. A woman's main avodah in this world is tznius. And Rav Alish gave a shir once for women. We were here in the Yeshiva Shabbos, and there were a lot of women there. He said, I'm sending a shir for the women. But only women in the Chutz Chesed can hear this. He said, women outside, it's very hard for them to hear what I'm going to say.
They're not going to hear it anyway.
Yeah, right. Even if they hear it, they're not going to hear it. But they started speaking. What is it, Purim today? Is there colors? This, what does it make a difference what you're wearing? Put on something and go out. What's the word? Nah, man.
He's
I was thinking, talk to your wife first.
He's going to have a real fun time when he goes to America.
He's not going to say that when he goes to America. He won't say, he doesn't say it outside the yeshiva. He said this.
No, I'm saying when he comes back to the yeshiva, he's going to be like, I can't write to America, the things I saw.
He won't see anything.
Stories.
I trust you won't see anything.
No,
he told
story.
Us that he went, yeah, probably.
People tell me story.
Yeah, he's going to have a lot of stories.
Yeah, a lot of stories.
But he went to France, oh my gosh.
Is this your first time going to America now?
Second, third. But the big like this, first time. He went to France a few years ago. For 10 days, he came back and he couldn't give shir for, I don't know, 10 days or something. He gave shir, I remember. And the shir, I heard the shir afterward. Was black, black. He had nothing to say. He said, and he read a little bit and mumbled something. And he couldn't speak. And on Shabbos, after like a week and something, on Shabbos, suddenly Anthony opened up. And then he said at the end of the shir, you see, now Baruch Hashem, I could speak. The things opened from Shamayim. He said, I promise you, I didn't see anything in France. And that's the, I didn't see that woman, that police, was nothing. So just the avir affected me.
He went to South Africa. He went to South Africa.
Yeah, South Africa is not like France. You agree with me, right?
I've never been there.
No. Not like France. As long as it's not to you, it's not France. Yeah. France, I was in France many times. Many times. It's bad. It's bad.
But he's going to LA.
I don't know what's LA. I haven't been to LA. I'm not planning on going to LA. He's going to LA, yeah.
It's all the same thing. It's all
the what? The guys kissing in the street? Guys?
Yes.
And all kinds of disgusting things?
Yes.
You can't go. Well, you can't go to. You walk by. You can't pick up your eyes for a moment. Why? Pharmacy, the naked lady. The thing, the naked lady. The if you have, forget it. The newspaper places, forget it. Now if you go buy a newspaper, I don't know how it is in America. But there's still even to go buy there.
No, they have little vending stands. Naked pornographic
yeah,
newspapers.
We don't,
right.
Yeah, that's how it is in France. That's how it is in France. Paris. I don't know. The yeshiva, yeah. And then at the end of the yeshiva, right, at the end of the corner, there's the one of these. I don't know how you learn that yeshiva.
They don't go out of the yeshiva.
If they go home. I pray you go home. The man is made. There's
you have blinders on.
I'm telling you, you can't walk in the streets. It's bad. I've been to other places. I've been to Milano. It's not like that. No, I've been to Milano. It's not like that. I've been to. To Geneva, not like that. It's not. Paris is like that. Paris is like that.
Mr. Varish is really saying women with colored clothing, that's what he was saying? Like,
he was saying and giving an idea in general. It doesn't make a difference now.
Nah. And over here, it's not as crazy as it is like in America. Like,
yeah, right?
I have a friend who just moved to like Mitzvah Rico. She said,
no one cares.
So
yeah,
it's
so Pashut, like, exactly.
She's coming from America where it's like. She feels
that's
like
what we speaking about in Shabbos, he told us, yeah.
No, I went back for my son's wedding last year. Spent 2 weeks there. There was between here and LA. And I'm from LA. It's implies the difference between here and Gomorrah.
And what?
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Sodom and Gomorrah. טוב, נשאר בדעתנו. Just imagine in our heads. מדובר על נשים לפני כמה דורות. He's talking about this story, he's talking about women a few generations ago, right? שהלכו בצניעות מוחלטת. They went with complete snews. Complete snews. You see those women here walking with the shawls? That's how they wore then. That's all the women, that's how they wore then. That's how they dressed. Very snews, right? Michael Stephen was a chagura. They added a little belt, something small. וכבר נסתרקה השכינה מישראל. Immediately the Shekhinah was removed from Am Yisrael. אנחנו נמצאים בדור, we're in a generation, שאנחנו אומרים, that we say, הלוואי הולכות יהיו חגוריי! הלוואי they would wear that belt. That's what they should wear. אוי לנו, שאנחנו צריכים להתפלל, that we have to, אוי to us, or as Ezra says, woe to us, right, Ezra, that's what I said?
Yeah.
Woe to us, שאנחנו צריכים להתפלל, that we have to pray, שבנות ישראל תלבשנה, that the girls of Am Yisrael should dress, מה שהיה נחשב פעם לחוסר צניעות. What then was considered lack of צניעות, we wish that they were today.
Inside the house and outside the house.
השורש שבניסיון. השורש, the root of the test. זו סיבת כל הצרות וזה השורש שלהם. This is the root, the reason of all troubles, and that's their source. The Shekhinah is removed from Am Yisrael when there's no tznius. Therefore, a person that his wife goes with tznius and his daughters go with tznius in the house, and there's a Shekhinah in the house, pshuto, if there's Shalom Bayis. And other few things which could throw away the Shekhinah in the house. Kol mo she'naseh, whatever we do, regardless, tainis, we could fast fila, we could pray tzedakah, we could give tzedakah, limud Torah, the od, don't know given kuda. They're missing the point. It's missing the point. It helps, but they're missing the point. Haikar chaser min ha-sefer. The main is lacking from the sefer, the book. Meaning the main is lacking. Ki ikar, haikar is kedusha u'tzniut. The main thing of Am Yisrael is kedusha u'tzniut. Vekach omer ha-zohar ha-kadosh b'ferush.
Do we say that Hashem was Hashem was coming to Uriah's
and
right,
that
Hashem
was Mokhov and
Afar Petah Torah. Where do
you say
that? In Gemara.
Where do you say?
By the
Chovan. Where do you say that? Hashem was Mokhov, that Gilead Rashi was done in, but it wasn't Mokhov Petah Torah. Because they lost the connection to the Torah.
Yeah.
So it seems like it's saying that if you would have that, then even if you didn't have the Kedusha, there would still be some kind of attachment. And the Kuda, the Iker, it seems like that would be...
Iker would be the Torah.
Right.
I don't know. Write it down, write it down.
Put you on the spot.
No, me, again, if I wrote the book, you're right. I'm just translating the book, we're living together. It's something to find out.
What was the question?
It says in the Gemara, you have to find out where it is and then we could ask. That for Gilo Arayot, maybe only regarding Beis HaMikdash, regarding the destruction of Beis HaMikdash.
Beis HaMikdash still isn't
built. Okay.
Wrong case of Torah, but...
Is that it says there that if it was just Gilo, it says there Gilo Arayos, if only the three Averos, right? That the Kadosh Baruch Hu could be Moichel. But for a bit of Taira, then he won't be Moichel for that.
Translate it in English for the audience.
And how do you translate that, Emmanuel?
For immorality and for killing and for idolatry, Hashem was Moichel, but for.
Yeah.
Not learning Torah,
Hashem
didn't bring
it. Right, the time of destruction is Amigdash.
Yeah.
So, we'll ask. The Kach Omer, the Zohar says it explicitly. Sheikar anisayon shel adam ba'olam hazeh, the main test of a person in this world is ובעניין הקדושה והצניות. It's the matter of קדושה and צניות. עיקרא דאיתרבישא על הרעיין. That's what it means. The main יצרו is הרעיין. כל איש ואישה צריכים להכניס לליבם היטב. Every man and woman has to put in their heart, well, שעיקר הניסיון שבשבילו ירדו לעולם. The main test that for it you can enter the world, הוא הצניות והקדושה. Right? It's צניות and קדושה. Modesty and to be holy. אדם יגיע אחרי 120 שנה לשמיים, a person will come after 120 to שמיים, יגידו לו, they'll tell him, לא עושה את השליחות שלך, you didn't do your שליחות, well, the reason why you went down. לא אמרת בניסיון הקרי, did not withstand the main test. אדם מתפלא, person will wonder, איך ייתכן, how could it be? למדתי תורה, I learned Torah, התפללתי במניין, דה בן המניין, נסעתי לאומן 10 פעמים בשנה, I went to Uman 10 times a year, not once. יאמרו לו, they'll tell him, הכל טוב יפה, perfect, it's all beautiful. קבל שכר הכל, you'll get reward for everything you did. אבל את השליחת, את השליחות הגרית שלך, your main שליחות, why you came to this world, שהיא שמירת העיניים, which is guarding your eyes, לא עשית, you didn't do. סתרים מאוד, סתרי. כל בר ישראל צריך לזכור. Every Jew has to remember. באת לעולם הזה, you came into this world כדי לעמוד בניסיון של הקדושה. In order to withstand this ניסיון of קדושה. ועיקר התאווה הוא בעיניים. Main תאווה is in the eyes. לכן, עיקר הניסיון שלך הוא שמירת עיניים. Therefore, your main test is in the eyes. אי אפשר להתחמק על המציאות ולהתכחש לה. You cannot run away from reality. Or to go against reality. This is the reality, so we have to do. So, Bezat Hashem, we'll continue on page 62. Shavua Haba. On Yom Rishon. Now we'll ask.